views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. You're tuned into the hit show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. Now, get ready to shine with your host, Kelly Wadler.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Happy Monday. We are here again on Shine On Radio. I am Kelly Wadler, the founder of Shine On Movement and the founder of Shine On Radio. Here we help people celebrate what makes them who they are, because according to me, I don't think we're doing that enough. Today, we have such an amazing show. I have such an incredible special guest that is so perfectly timed, because I was explaining to her before the show, you know, I woke up today, I don't know about anybody else, with kind of an irky-gurky mood. You know, sometimes it's hard to stay in a completely positive mindset. Sometimes it's just not always our demeanor. And I find that challenging sometimes when I want to keep my normal happy-go-lucky self. And so I'm really excited today because we have someone who is the definition of positivity. She has really taken her dark and created such a beautiful light. Her name is Robbie Ann Darby. She founded a company called Rad Experience. She's a transplant from Texas and California, and she's been making it big over in New York City, where we reside, for the last 7 years. She has 10 years of experience in fitness and wellness. She was an actor and a dancer, and you know, she's been changing lives through her sweaty and fun lifestyle. You can have seen her on The Root, Hello Beautiful, Black Fitness Today. And more than that, she's just one of those one-of-a-kind powerhouses that I met through synchronicity, and I just can't wait to introduce you. So without further ado, Robbie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Of course. So again, as I said, we're here today. We're, you know, if anyone's like me who's maybe challenged by this Mercury retrograde, I know you're the person to kind of bring us out and find our light. So with that said, I ask everybody the same question at the top of this show. What was it in your life? What challenge did you have in your life that taught you to find your shine or to own who you were?
Oh, wow. Without a doubt, it's honestly, the premise of my journey and how I got to where I am professionally came out of, like you said earlier, is a dark space for me. I know as a teenager, like most young girls, so much influence on, you know, by media and your peers to be beautiful and to look a certain way, act a certain way. And all of that pressure consumed me at a young age, and I developed eating disorder when I was 14 years old. And it was some of those things that wasn't isolated to being a teenager. It just kind of went on, and it went on through college and through my adulthood. And so it took up a large portion of my life. And when I finally decided to break up with what I call ED, short for my eating disorder, which I got from Jennifer Schreier's book about her relationship with her eating disorder. When I broke up with Ed, I realized, you know what? This has been half of my life. Like, for half of my life, I've had this disorder on me, and I have a choice to change it. And I needed to have to figure out how to do that. And so that is the one thing I can say that has literally, at one point, you know, consumed my life, but now gives me life. It is unbelievable, and I am just so grateful.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for sharing that. I know for all who are listening, and for Robbie in particular, who's speaking now, we know that that is a challenging thing to discuss. That is a challenging thing to be transparent about. And I know, Robbie, that one of your stances and one of your big missions in 2016 is to kind of break the glass ceiling of the secretive nature of disordered eating and what that means. So what, you know, gave you the bravery to start speaking out about it?
You know, it honestly just came out of a space of necessity. Like, you know, I work with clients daily. I work in the fitness industry, like you mentioned earlier, so beautifully, by the way. It was a great intro. But I work in a space where people are constantly trying to alter their image and their body and their health. And unfortunately, there's always people that I encounter that are on the brink of an eating disorder. Like, I recognize the signs so quickly because I lived it for so long that it's hard to like watch people spiral down a path that I know is highly destructive and life consuming. So my main thing, honestly, right now is I just need to be more vocal about it because it's happening to a lot of people and it's just being called something else. It's called waist training now, or it's called, you know, cleansing at the new year. Like it's all these different words they use now for it, but really, truly, these are eating disorders waiting to happen. If you're not careful, you'll find yourself in an addiction, which is what it is.
You know, I think that's a great point. For me and what I do, so if you're all listening and you're new to this show, my part of my company is helping primarily women heal their relationship to food, their body, and their self-worth, which is, of course, infinite. But, you know, and what is always mind-blowing to me is, and especially when I first learned it, is how gray the scale of disordered eating is. I think that when we think of eating disorder, we've been taught that, you know, it's anorexia or bulimia. And if you don't have that, then you don't have an eating disorder. And that's not necessarily true. There's a whole scale of where you could be going within your relationship to food. And they're all equally, I don't want to say they're all equally as dangerous because, you know, when it comes in terms of anorexia and bulimia, that is life threatening and that is so serious. But, you know, there is a certain degree of punishment that people are putting on themselves, whether it's mentally or physically, and they don't recognize it as disordered eating. But would you say that it is?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Like, I, because my brand is so important to me, and it literally is the love child of the grace and mercy that came over my life for me to be healed. Like, I don't take it lightly. Every day that I get up and sign on to work or go meet a client, I am just full of gratitude that I'm able to actually do this because it wasn't always like this. And so with that said, it's like with clients, it's my, you know, mission to let people know that while it's gray today, like you just said, it could be gray today, it could be black soon. Like, it literally can like take over your whole life. So I am big on being like the words that I use and like not focusing on calories and like really focusing on wellness and health and overall radical transformation. Like, we're not talking about just what we do in the gym. Like, our goal is that these pushups can help you push through other things too in your life, you know? Like, I'm really big on connecting this to your actual life because it is all connected. It's hard to see when you first start, but when you really start giving yourself over to your health and wellness regimen, you'll see that it's more than sweat and diet. You know what I mean?
What a point. And when we come back soon, we're going to talk all about that because I love that tie that, you know, fitness and eating well is not just for, releasing weight or, you know, for burning sweat. It is so much more. It's all relative in all aspects of your life. And we're going to dive deeper in that with Robbie. I'm so glad you're here today. Before we go, Robbie, can you just give us a little shout out on how we can start getting connected with you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can find me on my website, which is radexperience.com. And that's the same across the board social media, Rad Experience everywhere. So that's pretty much where I am. I think I'm the only Rad Experience out there, so I'm pretty easy to find.
Awesome. Well, when we come back, we're getting rad with Rad Experience, and we're going to dive further deeper into disordered eating and learning how we can kind of shine on for 2016. All right, we'll be back soon.
Should have known by the tone of my voice, maybe you didn't listen.
What is a master soul gardener? With Nomi Bahar, you can be one too. Her revolutionary Gates of Power method is a comprehensive program that addresses every aspect of yourself and gives you the tools to tend to the seeds of your soul's garden. Let Nomi guide you through and beyond what's holding you back and help you embrace the life you've always dreamed of. To learn more about upcoming classes and workshops, visit gatesofpower.com today.
Shine On Radio, Find Your Shine with Kelly, is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones, travel the world, live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Welcome back to Shine On Radio. I am your host, Kelly Ann Wadler, and the creator of Shine On Movement, which is a company who is all about helping people celebrate who they are and find their shine. My whole idea is that we all, you know, go through a journey in life, as we should, where maybe we are challenged in a way. And I think the most inspiring thing is when people have these awesome stories of their darkness and how they turned it into their life and their true calling, which is why I couldn't be more elated to continue talking to someone who is just the definition of rad, and that is her name. Her name is actually Robbie Ann Darby, and that acronym just stands for rad, which is so perfect for her. So if you just joined in, we're here with Robbie. She's a fitness and health wellness expert, but she takes that so much deeper, so much deeper. It's all about what, you know, how it relates in your life as a whole. It's not just about sweating and counting calories. It's about pushing through, going through those goals, and how your wellness routine can cause a positive ripple effect in all other aspects of your life. So Robbie, we're so happy you're here. Yay.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
So we were just before the break talking about a sensitive topic that we both are in agreement isn't talked about enough in the scale of transparency and creating a conversation, and that is about disordered eating and eating disorder. So, you know, I want to ask you, you said in when we were talking about some of your talking points, one of your big themes is also forgiveness and forgiving yourself as you transform. Can you explain a little bit what that means?
Absolutely. Like, that is the premise, honestly, of how I got to the space that I'm in with my disorder today. Because I want to be clear that just like alcoholism or any other addiction, these things, I feel like, stay under control. They don't go away. And how you keep them under control is through a constant rededication to your, you know, goal to be healthy and to be healed. But it also is constant forgiveness. And I say that because the guilt that comes with anything that you're not proud of, whether it's behavior, you know, anything you've done or has been done to you, perhaps, that you're not okay with, you have to choose consistently to forgive it so you can let it go and get that energy out of your space. And I feel like that's something you can do whether you had a disorder or not. I think sometimes we have that cookie or we, you know, miss that workout and then we get so down on ourselves. And it's just like that one thing. I love the quote, just because you slash one tire, I mean, one tire is flat, you shouldn't slash the other three. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of my favorite, you know, ways of thinking about things. It's like, it's true. We do mess up, and that's just a side effect of being a human. Like, there's no way around it. So you have to consistently, on any journey, invite forgiveness to the party consistently.
Why do you think it's so hard for us to forgive ourselves? I mean, I'm a victim of it too, which is why I, you know, created this company that, you know, this idea that, you know, is it, you know, searching for perfection? Why do you find it so challenging for us to forgive?
Yeah, that's a big one, Kelly, is this searching for perfection. I think that's when I had to identify myself with my journey, with my disorder, and just in general. Like, I, from a young age, like, I remember going to kindergarten and my mom, I was the only child to a single mom, and she, you know, went crazy with the back to school clothes. And I remember her bringing home all these clothes. I had clothes for probably like a couple weeks to last me without repeating anything. And I remember color coding my closet of all these new clothes I got. And she was kind of like, wow, what 5-year-old is doing this? And that really is a memory that I've carried on. And I continue to, you know, have to check, is that I am a perfectionist. Like, I keep everything pretty structured and organized. And so a big part of the healing that I went through with my disorder and just everyday forgiveness is letting things be chaotic, letting the, you know, things be a little disheveled, letting, you know, my hair be a little, you know, off to the side some days, like letting my mascara run, like little things like that. It's the little things of letting a little chaos in your life and being cool with it that gives you that ability to let go of perfectionism. Because perfectionism is honestly the crux to a lot of issues, one mind being an eating disorder. It is literally the product of perfection.
Yeah. I mean, and there's a lot to do with just letting go. I mean, even that word, I mean, everybody's different. I think you and I sound a little bit similar, that it's all about control too. And, you know, inviting a little bit of chaos in your life, for some people who like things to be in control, can seem like unheard of. But, you know, there's such a power, and I'm learning this too every day. There's such a power in relinquishing some control in your life. You know, things start to open up. You start to experience things that maybe you wouldn't have seen if you didn't allow yourself to let go a bit. So what would be your recommendations for those who are listening that maybe are semi-control freaks, me included, to start letting go, or how they can give themselves permission to start letting go?
I'd say, honestly, like, for me, it was starting small. Once I identified that I had an issue with perfectionism and that it was controlling my life, and I was missing out, like you said, I was missing out on, you know, the spontaneity of life. That is really the beauty of life, is the spontaneity of it. And so I realized that I was missing out on a lot of life by trying to stay in control, because we're never really in control. It's a whole other topic. But, you know, that fight of trying, I started small. Like, there'd be days when I would be rushing out the door and walking out and be like, I cannot function if I don't go back in the house and make my bed. I just won't be able to function. And so I'm like, you know what? Leave it. Let's see if the world ends today with your bed unmade. And it didn't. And it doesn't. And so it's like little things, like letting yourself check yourself quickly. I know my therapist said, when I was going to my eating disorder, she used to always say, check in so you don't check out. And it was so simple. And I still say it to myself when I find myself dipping back into those spaces of where I feel like I have to be in control or, you know, need to be perfect. And it's true. You just check in, say, hey, you know what? That bed being unmade is not a big deal. That person cutting me off is not a big deal. It is a constant decision to say that you're not going to react to things that happen to you or the things that you have no control of. That is the first step.
Yeah. And that's just as big of a discipline as, you know, strength training, you know, right? Because yeah, it's one of the same. And I think that you brought up a great point there where it's check in so you don't check out. Now, in order to check in, and this is what I find very challenging. And I'm going to be totally honest with everyone's listening. I am very, very sensitive. So I can feel things so deeply within my physical space and within my mental frame, like really deep. And I know that I always have a choice, right? I can either sit with the emotion and like get them out in a productive way, or I can react in a, you know, a big emotional way that usually sometimes hurts somebody on the tail end if I'm like projecting that to them.
Yeah.
So how do, because we do have that choice, yeah, you know, what are some effective ways that we can check in if we're really feeling something? What are constructive ways to feel out the emotion and kind of get it out of our body as opposed to the latter, which is either ignoring it or bottling it up and letting it go on somebody else? Or it's endless what we could do if we don't actually feel our emotions.
Oh, yeah. Like, I really, this is great that you asked that because it brings back a memory from my childhood again, which is usually the source of a lot of my, you know, memories, because it was such a beautiful childhood. I really am grateful for the childhood I had. And I was going to say to you that, you know, you and I, Kelly, are both cut from the same cloth of sensitivity. So I am just as sensitive as you are, if not more, probably. Like, I can crack drop of a dime, and I could also, you know, lash out and be angry. Like, the moods, the emotions are just so vast when you're a sensitive person. So I remember being a young girl and wanting to cry at everything because everything was so, you know, I was affected by so many things and I was so young, I had no idea how to control my sensitivity the way I know how to now as an adult. And I remember my mom, who was the opposite, who was not as sensitive and wasn't, you know, much of a crier when things happened. She made a pact with me when I was very young and said, you can cry if you need to cry, but you can't cry all day. And she would literally go to the microwave and set the timer for 7 minutes. That was like this magical number in our household, 7 minutes. And she would let me get it out. And I would, I would cry. I would scream. I'd have a full on tantrum if necessary. And I still do this to this day, because if you don't get it out, it will come out when you go and get your groceries later that evening, when your significant other comes home later that evening, or it can come out just as, you know, on yourself in the form of guilt and lack of forgiveness. So like, you've got to get it out. So I always say, get that emotion out and honor it and don't ignore it, but put a limit on it. Because if you don't put a limit on it, it will run rampant in your life. So that little 7 minute tantrum break that I was taking as a little girl, I still take them, and it helps me manage my emotions.
Oh, the big thing. I love that, because we're just bigger kids. I mean, we have bigger bodies now, but like, we're still that child inside. And I love that. And I think that's so essential. You know, sometimes you have to feel your way through it. And if we're talking about disordered eating or any sort of disease, really, alcoholism, any sort of addiction, emotional eating, you know, a lot of those are tied to the avoidance of feeling. And so the idea of setting a kitchen timer, I mean, I recommend this too, and saying, okay, I have 7 minutes to freak out and I'm just going to let it rip. And I don't care. You'll feel really much better, right?
Yeah. And then you sometimes find that this is silly. Like, the way I'm reacting is silly. So it's a good way to check in, for real, like whether it's warranted or not.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to dive further in this when we get back, more on this topic, and we'll be back with Robbie and Darby. See you in a second.
Mm-hmm. It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long.
Welcome back to Shine On Radio. I'm just having one of those moments where I feel just so blessed that I get to share this mission of celebrating who we are and bring on these incredible guests and these incredible people I'm connected with in my life that I can share with everybody who's listening. It's just such a special, special, powerful thing. And so I'm feeling very grateful. So with that said, we have Robbie Ann Darby here today, the founder of Rad Experience. Before we dive into what we've been talking about our relationship to food and our body and all that jazz, Robbie, can you explain a little bit about your company and the events that you do?
Absolutely. Yeah. So a big part of it is making it fun. Well, the main part of it is to make fitness fun. I know fitness for me, I love doing it, but that's not everybody's truth, you know? So I try my best to always make it feel like a party, which is why I founded 2 years ago now, what we call Rad Live. It's live just as you would imagine, like Disney on Ice Live, like a live experience. It's a party-based fitness class. It's a signature program of my brand, and it literally infuses your night out, your perfect night out with your perfect workout. We listen to live music by a DJ. The DJ is spinning music of your taste and choice. And then speaking of tasting, we have light snacks and drinks after, alcoholic or not, that are infusions of your favorite flavors, but the healthy version of them. And so it's really literally a party. And we do them for groups, corporate size. We do birthday parties. We just start doing teen ones, which is very exciting, working in schools. So yeah, they're meant for all size and types of groups. So I would love to offer anybody that is listening that would love to have a Rad Live experience of their own, 30% off your first party of 5 people or more. So just reach out to me at robbie@radexperience.com and we will get your party started.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, nothing better than fitness in disguise, right? When you're having such a good time that it feels like a ripping party. Yeah, I'm all about it. Okay. All right, let's go back into our discussion. So on the break, Robbie and I were talking, you know, it's one thing to establish a wellness routine or a wellness rhythm, as I like to call it, for yourself, where you're doing all these things for your better good, and then you're starting to feel good. But how do we keep that up when external factors come in? So for example, before the break, we were talking about releasing emotion. And I said, you know what's funny is I really need to go back to doing that. But since that I live with my fiance, my soon-to-be husband, I don't honor that a lot. And that's so interesting to me because that's something I really need. Why did I stop? So, Robbie, what would you say is, you know, your advice or the importance of making sure to keep up this healthy routine, whether even when your social life comes into play or let's say a romantic relationship comes into play?
Yeah, it's all connected. Like, I have seen clients and people that I've worked with change their bodies and therefore change their entire lives. Women who used to be, you know, fearful of, you know, taking risk that are now starting businesses. Men who, like, you know, felt like they were inadequate for their partner, who are now, you know, motivating their other friends to work out and be healthy as well, to be better husbands. Like, it's really all connected. I've never seen anybody change their mind and their body and their whole life not be changed. So I always say, if you honor your moments, it's when you work out and when you eat healthy or whatever you do for your wellness, you have to honor those as a gift to those in your life, because the better you are, the better husband you'll be, the better boss you'll be, the better citizen of this nation you'll be. And it's bigger than sweat. It really is. And I try to remind people that all the time. We're not just doing squats. Like, we're trying to, like, figure out how to push through things in life that appear to be challenging, because that's what life is, a constant, you know, struggle of figuring out what is going to break me and what's not going to break me. And the more you can, you know, have experiences in the gym or in your diet where you have a breakthrough, you become unstoppable in every area of your life. So it's big.
Yeah. And fair to say, though, that these things sometimes take time.
Oh, yes? Yeah. Everything in life that's worth having takes time, you know?
Mm-hmm. So yeah. What would you recommend? Because I know I'm in New York City, so everything's very fast paced, you know, a lot of immediate results, looking for immediate satisfaction. How do we make peace with finding patience in our process of self-development and our process of, you know, changing for the better? You know, how do we find that patience that this is a journey that may take longer than we would like?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I read a quote about a year ago now that I've, you know, placed in a space in my apartment where I can see it constantly because of this New York fast, fast, fast paced life we live, it's not an emergency. You know, it's no need to find urgency. Life is not an emergency. Like, it isn't. Like, you don't have to be on top speed all the time. You know what I mean? And I think that some of the breakthroughs that I've had, you know, physically or just in general, have come out of the moments that I chose to slow down. And it's pretty amazing when you take that moment to like slow down. You can see that everything around you feels like it's spinning and everybody's kind of like on their schedule. And that is your power, to be in the midst of chaos once again, but still maintain your peace. You know, it takes practice like any other muscle. Your brain is a muscle and you have to flex it and work it. And that is one way to flex it, is to decide in moments that when everything else is telling you to go, 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 that you say, no, I'm going to slow down and I'm going to still be present here in this space, but on my terms. And you will literally shift the atmosphere. I've seen it happen where, you know, you walk in a room or someone else walks in a room and you're like, whoa, something has changed. You know, that little feeling, you're like, oh, something has changed in this room. And it's usually that person's energy. I am a huge, advocate of energies, because it's real and you have power within you to change the energy in not only your own life, but the lives that you encounter daily.
Wow. It's so true. You know, we're so in charge of the power that we have within our energy. It can be tremendous, you know, and we have to keep that in mind. We know when somebody walks in a room and you're like, ooh, that's a downer, or the person that walks in the room and you're automatically energized by their presence. You know, I think about that a lot in terms of body image. You know, when women come into my office, and, you know, I always ask them what they feel is the definition of health, or somebody who's radiant. And it usually has nothing to do with the shape of anybody's body. It's usually the energy that they're giving off. So I encourage you to, when you're walking down the street, notice the people that are just so within themselves in confident in their own skin, is what I'm trying to say, because they radiate like a beam of light. And it doesn't matter what size their body is or what frame they're in, they're just beautiful when you see them. So
that's,
you know,
actually my word for the year, not to cut you off, is
no,
radiate.
Go ahead.
Like radiate. Like I always try to find ways to like obviously flip and reverse the word rad. And I was reading something and I was like, oh my gosh, radiate, like rad, radiate. And it's big, because that is my goal for my personal life this year, but also to help other people find out that they too can radiate. Because what you just said is exactly what I believe, that when you have it, you can't even hide it. You know, it just kind of takes over every space you exist in. And that's kind of phenomenal. You know what I mean?
I do. And what's even more powerful about it is when somebody has found their radiance, or is doing things for themselves, or slowing down, has let a little bit of chaos in their life, has found the forgiveness to be easier on themselves. It's authentic and it's genuine, as opposed to putting on a face, which, believe me, I'm an actor. I did for years. I'm happy. Yeah. I'm fine. Everything's great. But that wasn't genuine at all. I was putting on a show, as opposed to now, where I think hopefully every day I'm finding more and more my true shine. And that's what I think we should all strive for. You agree?
Absolutely. Yes.
Awesome. When we get back from break, we're going to dive more into that, and we're going to talk about Robbie's idea of celebrating at every chance we get. First, I just want to let you know, you're listening to Shine On Radio. We're here every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, and you can reach me at shineonwithkelly.com. We'll be right back with more with Robbie and Rad Experience and more about Shining On. Can't wait. See you in a few.
On the ground smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Welcome back to Shine On Radio. I'm here with Robbie Ann Darby, the founder of Rad Experience. And on break, she just brought up something that I totally had to pinch myself. Shine On Radio has been on air now for a full month. We started January 4th. And believe me, we had a couple of rookie glitches the first show. So anybody who was there day one and still tuning in, I'm so grateful to you. And anyone who's just continuingly to come back or for the first time is here, I appreciate you. I feel your energy, and I thank you so much for listening to this and being on board with this mission to help people celebrate who they are and get inspired by people's journeys and stories that have taken their dark and found their light and are shining on. Because really, shining on isn't just something for us. It's when we find our shine and we find our light, it helps other people get inspired to find their own. And if we're now in a planet who really needs some people stepping up to finding or feeling good within themselves, because we're in a place, you know, the world will be better for that. So yay. I'm in a big celebration moment. And speaking of celebration, Robbie, you say that one of your big premises in your mission is, you know, celebrating every chance you get. So explain to us a little bit what that means.
It's definitely connected to the other things we've discussed today, Kelly, like the forgiveness and giving yourself a break and letting go of perfectionism and just going on the journey. I think that that's the third and final step, is to learn how to just celebrate every victory, just even the smallest ones. Like I was telling Kelly earlier, I just finished a 21-day spiritual fast with my church, and it's the Daniel fast. Some of you may be familiar with it, where you basically eat, it's according to the book of Daniel in the Bible, where you eat, you know, a plant-based diet essentially. And So that did not include a lot of my favorite things, being coffee and wine and meat. So this morning when I had my coffee, we're talking about a Keurig cup pod that brews out a rich aroma, and to sip on that very small thing, right? I was the happiest person probably in New York this morning. I can count on that. And with that said, it makes me remember, like, you gotta focus on the little things, because when the big things happen, you will be able to celebrate even more. I find that people are not celebrating small things when that happens in their life. Huge things will come and they miss it. And it's just really sad to be happier about somebody else's victories than they are for their own. It's one of those moments where you're just like, oh, something's wonky here. Like, why aren't you doing a backflip? This is your life, you know? But because I think it's a habit that comes out of loving and celebrating the small things, you know, the little things. I started this gratitude jar this year just because I wanted to really own this attitude of gratitude this year, where every night, it's been, 25 days, since January 1st, I've just written down something that amazing that happened today. And I just write it down. It takes me 2 seconds every night, and I put it in this jar. And it's like a, you know, a moment where you're like, you know what? There's always something good. Always. But sometimes you have to dig and look for it. And if you practice digging and looking for it and celebrating it, it just makes your life that much more sweeter. It really does.
Robbie and Darby. I mean, yeah, sure. And I think that part, that ritual that you described, the celebrate or putting it in the gratitude jar. First of all, yeah. I got another word for you. Gratitude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is
for gratitude. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's another ritual that we're talking about that, you know, is part, like, does it take a little extra effort to put in or to remember one positive thing that happened to you in your day? Does it add an extra 30 seconds to your evening routine? Sure. But does it help the outlook of the next day? I would think so. Absolutely. So these are all things that we can incorporate in our wellness rhythm. So right. If you were to talk about then to all who are listening, and you know, this last segment, I love to talk about dream following. What were the steps that you took? You know, you're a female entrepreneur in New York City. What were the steps you took that gave you the bravery to follow this dream?
It was a couple of things. Like Kelly mentioned, I also too was an actor. So I was in an industry that actually I was doing well. And I remember around the same time that I decided to start Rad Experience, because I've always was doing fitness as my side gig when I was, you know, pursuing the acting and dance. But I mean, I didn't really full-fledged give my whole heart and mind and soul to fitness and in the form of Rad Experience until about 4 or 5 years ago. And when that shift happened, it was a combination of two things. One was my mother realized she had cancer, breast cancer. And I just remember a very vivid image of her telling me and our family and us all being like any family member would be, distraught, afraid, like all these emotions that just overwhelm you when you get that kind of news. But her energy was so positive and she was so joyful because she was determined that she was going to fight cancer through her spirit, that it just really lit a spark in me. And I was like, wait a minute, if my mother can have a disease in her body that has no cure and have this source of joy coming out of her, I want to live a life like that. And I know that the closest thing that you can get to that and to be at peace with that kind of news is when you know you're walking in your destiny, which is a big part of the way my mom used to communicate with me as a young girl, was always like, walk in your destiny, walk in your destiny. And I think she was saying those words again in a different way when she told us about her diagnosis. And so that was a big moment for sure where I decided I'm going to just live in my destiny. And I said, but what does that look like? Like, I had no idea. And I remember, you know, just praying honestly and being like, God, if you show me the way, even if it doesn't look the way that I thought it was going to look, I will go. If you show me the way and you show me that this is what you want me to do for your glory and in your life and my life's mission, I'll go. And when I tell you, day by day, it just unfolded and it still unfolds. Like, being an entrepreneur is such a beautiful journey when you surrender to it, because you just find out so much more about yourself and your gift, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's what it really is. I know without a shadow of a doubt, this is what I was supposed to be doing. And that's how I get through the dream chasing and the day to day that it takes to, you know, to pursue a dream that doubles as your career.
So you're bringing up a big belief, a big faith, a big trust in the way that no matter what religion you have or where your spirituality is, just trusting your path and trusting your destiny. Even if, you know, last week I brought up, and now I'm going to botch it, but, you know, when it was Martin Luther King Jr. Day, when he said something on the lines of, you know, faith is taking the first step, even if you don't see the staircase, you know, it's trusting that you're walking into your destiny. So incredible. Before we wrap up, I want to make sure everybody knows how they can connect with you. I know that you are just like me, where we love to chat it up. So please let everybody know one last time how we can all connect.
Absolutely. You can connect with me on my website, Rad Experience, and also social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, also Rad Experience. And I recently this year launched a fitness fashion line. I designed a fitness fashion line that I have on Etsy, and it's under Georgia's Gems in honor of my mother who passed of cancer. It's just a gift back to her and the universe of me using my talents in another way. So if you're into fitness fashion or into handmade things, check out Georgia's Gems NYC on Etsy.
Amazing. And obviously, you know, you can reach me here at Shine On Radio every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 Pacific time. And you can check me out at shineonwithkelly.com. Before we go, before we wrap up, I just want to know, in one sentence, what would you say to help courage in people to find their shine?
Make it fun and get it done.
Ooh, don't we love it? All right, everybody. Robbie, thank you so much for being here today. You were such an incredible guest. Next week, we're going to have an incredible guest as well. Her name's Diane Pollack. She's in fashion. She's going to teach us how to style empower ourselves. Until then, have an amazing week. Check out Robbie at Rad Experience. Check out me at Shine On with Kelly. And have an amazing day, everybody. Shine On. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. This hit show celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly each Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. To learn more about Kelly, visit shineonwithkelly.com and tune in next week.